It is time once again for Bridging the Gap, presented by Orange Partnership, where on the first Friday of each month, we'll meet with local partners who are working together to close the communication gap between parents and their children when it comes to talking about tough, challenging subject of drugs, alcohol, staying safe there, and help all young people in our community live healthy and productive lives. Today on the segment, we're exploring the connections and teamwork that Orange Partnership is doing with our school system and how the school has a role to play in making these connections. Joining me in studio from Orange High School, we have Melanie Lasky, who's the certified alcohol and drug counselor for Orange High School. Melanie, thanks so much for joining us here on Bridging the Gap. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We've also got in studio with us Summer McCoy, who is the ADAPT intern and a UNC student. We know ADAPT is big on teaming up with the partnership to help with these conversations. And Summer, we're excited to have you here. Thanks for joining us.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, we know that Orange Partnership is a local group that is focusing on healthy communities, enhancing protective factors around young people to reduce the likelihood of them turning to substance use. And we always like to try and learn how folks who are working with Orange Partnership or partnered with Orange Partnership have gotten to this point. So, Melanie, I'll start with you. You're working in Orange High School as the counselor here. Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Sure. And so Mr. Johnson, our principal, knew that, as he said it, we cannot punish addiction out of somebody. And so he was a huge proponent for many, many years, and he collaborated with Orange Partnership, looking into ways that we could not only prevent substance use, but also support students who have already become addicted, which can often happen as we're seeing students using as early as elementary school, becoming addicted throughout middle school. So by the time they get to the high school, it's just a different situation for some of the students. And so he was in support of piloting a program called Support Without Consequences. And that was where we collaborated with the Orange County Health Department, and we launched the program last year. It did very well, and so we continued it this year.
That is very exciting. And Summer, turning to you, how did you get involved with ADAPT, and how has this work kind of impacted you so far, doing some partnership with ADAPT and Orange Partnership?
Yeah, so I'm currently a senior at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. So I'm majoring in human development and family science. So through that program, we are like required to do an internship. So we are required to do 25 hours a week through our internship at the school. So that's just kind of a requirement for graduation. So we just reach out into like their local community and just see what we can get our hands on. And I just had the privilege of falling into the Orange Partnership, and the work has been great. I've been involved with the ADAPT clubs because that was just something that was just very moving for me, like just hearing about the work that they're doing. And I'm all for child advocacy. Like, I love helping the youth, but allowing them to have that room in their growth, and how we're going to impact them best is allowing them to tell us what would be beneficial for them. So
I imagine too, you've got a unique perspective because you're a senior in college now. You're not too far removed from being there, but you've also had the experience of going through these, you know, going through the experience of college, of high school, and knowing kind of the different pressures and you know, dynamics that exist when it comes to kids around drugs, alcohol, and these things that Orange Partnership wants to keep track of and improve communication of. So I have to imagine that helps when you're doing this internship and you're working with these folks. You're like, oh yeah, you know, I kind of know what these kids have gone through.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. It helps that I'm not, like, you know, too far from their age group, but I'm old enough to know, like, yeah, like, these things are not exactly what you think they are, and I've seen the effects of how it can change your life and stuff. So yeah.
Well, when it we specifically want to talk a little bit about when with you here, Melanie, we know a big thing in recent years, I mean, geez, has already been a decade that vapes have really been a problem within schools. You're just talking about the program to try and make it so it's not seen as punitive, or, and you know, you're not trying to immediately bring consequences down on a kid's head for messing up a little bit here. But we know that you know, vape pens and vapes have been pretty pervasive through different school cultures recently. Can you talk a little bit about how Orange High School has been trying to manage that, how this program at Orange High School has kind of tried to navigate those waters?
Sure. So students can self-refer, and it is, you know, brought to their attention that this is confidential. Counselors operate under HIPAA, just like they would if they were to receive counseling outside of the school. And so if they would like to be able to talk to somebody, they can self-refer. Parents can refer their students to program. And so a lot of communication has gone out to families about this opportunity, because that's really what it is, because it's free and it's right there at the school. If students are caught vaping or caught with substances, depending on, of course, the situation, then they would be referred to the program. And parents at that point have a choice of either a punitive consequence like in-school suspension, which is seen in the majority of schools and what we're trying not to do. But if parents choose that, they can, or they have the option of having their students see a counselor in lieu of the ISS.
Sure, sure. That makes a lot of sense. Once again, we're speaking with Melanie Lasky, who's the alcohol and drug counselor at Orange High School. We've also got Summer McCoy, who's the ADAPT intern and a UNC senior here with us, joining us for Bridging the Gap, which is presented by Orange Partnership. And we know that a lot of what Orange Partnership wants to do when it comes to communication with young folks is to not only talk about the immediate, something has, you know, we've discovered this one thing, or you're doing this one thing and we're trying to stop it. It's also trying to get to the root cause and going up the food chain, say, for addressing these behavioral issues and these outside influences on them. So, Melanie, what are some ways that Orange High School has tried to do just that, incentivizing kids to, again, using the example of vaping, not do that instead of just looking at the consequences and punitive side of we've caught somebody vaping?
Right. So we're trying to integrate it within the culture. And so there's a combination of prevention education. So the ADAPT Club and the ADAPT Club basically runs various events or programs each month. So Red Ribbon Week, I know that's been around for a long time. The Prom Promise is really big. That's coming up this month. So I can talk about that a little bit. There was a month where we focused on healthy relationships, communication. We have morning announcements throughout the year based on the topic of what is being focused on or addressed, along with email notifications, Sunday messages from our principal, different events throughout the year where students can meet what's in the space called the Connector. And it's this large lobby area that's between our gymnasium and another level of the school. And during lunch, students can stop by, they can play games, there's candy to win, and really connect with other fellow students. We're also trying to, so with the education, we're also trying to, at the same time, have students feel a sense of connection with whether they're in the club, part of the events that the club is running. Orange High School, just as a whole, we know we have 26 other clubs that students can get involved in. And a lot of just education and understanding that we are here to support you. And so it's bringing a different lens to usage, so that it's not as normalized. So for example, part of that connection is also building healthy coping skills, talk about boundary setting, because we know that a lot of students who use early either are seeing it at home, or they somehow start using as a way to cope with something that might be challenging for them,
sure,
stressful, school, bad relationship they're in, and then the brain becomes addicted. And so if we can catch them younger and building the healthy coping skills, building the boundary setting skills, and building the sense of connection within the school, along with the understanding that we're here to support you when you are in need, then it helps create a culture that looks a little bit different than somewhere else.
Makes a lot of sense. And that connector space sounds like a cool way to mm-hmm. do it as well. Something unique that makes it so, you know, these students have their own sort of space to go while still providing that school atmosphere and stuff, yes, like that. And Summer, I want to bring you back into this as well. It says that you've been studying different outlets to try and improve communication about substances between youth and adults as part of ADAPT's work and your work with Orange Partnership. Obviously, that gets right to the root of what Orange Partnership is going for. So tell us how that study has been going. What are some of the goals of that study, and what have you learned so far?
Yeah, so basically with that study, one thing that I wanted to implement was getting to talk to parents and seeing exactly what their needs are and how we can best service those needs. Because a lot of studies that I've been looking into show that basically children are less likely to start using these products if it is something that they're talked to about, like with their parents, or if parents are more involved when it comes to prevention. So having parents with the tools better to start these prevention methods earlier, or whenever they can start them in general, that is like the number one step that will help. So one thing I did do was I conducted a parent listening session. So we just had a few parents online. We were aiming to do it in person, but I just know parents' schedules are so busy. So yeah, that's mainly like our barrier at this moment, is trying to figure out where the parents are and how we can best get to them and what we can do that would be useful to them. Like, I know everybody doesn't just want to see, like, go to these like big conferences and have people like kind of talk at them. And that was basically the results of that parent listening session, was that parents, they liked the session, like getting to hear other parents' opinions and getting to hear their experiences was very moving for the group that we did have. So we were just basically trying to figure out how we can best go about that, just trying to, you know, just get parents more involved and get them more educated and provide them with the resources that are best for them.
Was there anything that you heard from the parents, whether it was about, you know, how to conduct those listening sessions or like the actual what the listening sessions were about and having these communications? Was there anything that you heard from the parents that surprised you?
I guess one thing that did surprise me was that it didn't seem like, I guess it wasn't really surprising because, like I said, I'm just
now. You're doing the work, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just now recently like getting older, so it wasn't surprising coming from like a child to like I'm an adult now. So
sure,
I do know, like when I was the kid's age that the parents were talking about, I wasn't necessarily wanting to talk to my parents about these things that are going on at school. And one thing that was really surprising for them was hearing about some of the trends that are going around. Like social media is a big, it has a big influence on children today and even adults. So seeing these things that are like pushed out in like kid-friendly videos, but it kind of takes a turn and it influences students to do things. That was one thing they were very shocked about. And they were just saying like how it would be helpful to hear about these things, but they also, it also would be better to hear it from like other parents. So like getting other parents' input was the main factor that they were saying.
Sure. We're speaking with Summer McCoy, whose voice you were just hearing there, as well as Melanie Lasky here on Bridging the Gap. And that social media component is huge. We obviously know how influential social media is on young folks' lives. So, Summer, from your perspective, how can parents and just other people in young folks' support system try and educate and counteract any misconceptions that might pop up from social media or their perception of things based on how social media makes it look? And, you know, we've been using vaping as a big example here. We can build off of that.
Yeah, so we do a little bit of that work also in our Adapt Club. So we like to just basically show kids like, okay, like this is how it may look on social media. Like it may look as if this is something fun, but you don't always see the consequences. You don't always see what happens behind closed doors. So one example that we did give them, which was a trend that was actually going around, is resurfacing now. So it's called the Benadryl Challenge. And on social media, basically there are young adults who are growing up and they're doing these things. So it's young adults who are influencing the youth to do these things. And they're taking multiple Benadryl pills, like over-the-counter drugs that anybody can purchase because there's no age limit on these things. So these kids went into a random Walmart, got a 48-pack of Benadryl, and they split it in half. And they took 20 pills each. And the purpose is to hallucinate. So it's kind of to get this illusion of being high. And these kids were actually hospitalized, and there's actually been kids who have been dying from this trend. And yeah, these are things that like parents were surprised to hear. They're like, oh, I didn't know this was happening. And it's like, well, I don't know, is my kid doing this? It's like, yeah. So I would say trying to find the best way to talk to your kids and seeing what works in your household, because everything doesn't work for the same kids, because every kid isn't the same. So a front up conversation might be good for some kids, but other kids might just need you to just, I don't know, pay attention a little bit more, spend a little bit more time in whatever way that works best for you. I encourage parents to keep doing what works.
We've got about a minute left. Melanie, I want to bring it back to you. You want to build off of any of Summer's comments there?
Yeah, I think it's that it's opening the communication and not assuming anything, because our kids have access to things that a lot of the parents did not have growing up. And I would also say, you know, continue to reach out to your school for resources, advocate for programs like Support Without Consequences. It does start at home, and hopefully more schools will continue to support students in the way that Orange High School has.
Well, conversations like this and conversations like the ones that y'all have with young folks and their parents are a big, big part of making that difference. And that is what we want to try and highlight here on Bridging the Gap, which, again, is presented by Orange Partnership, a community collaborative working to close the communication gap between parents and their children so all young people can live healthy and productive lives. You can find more information about the work that they're doing at orangepartnership.org. And thank you to Melanie Lasky and Summer McCoy for joining us here on this month's edition of Bridging the Gap.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.